Taking a look first at your local and regional news. Some additional training of an Almont police officer was requested by the Almont Police Chief Dan Willis. He requested permission to send school resource officer Michael Retzler for a special program. Willis wants Retzler to attend the Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, Evacuate, or ALICE training program for short, at the Oakland Police Department. The police department will split the $749 cost for the course with the Village of Almont. The board has approved that request, and they've also approved accepting the bid from Elite Arborist LLC to remove two dead trees at the Scotch Settlement Cemetery at 810 North Main Street. Besides removing the trees, Elite will also grind down the stumps. The overall cost for that work is $2,175. The board approved meeting at 7 p.m. on the second Monday of each month in 2026 at the hall that is shared with the Village of Almont at 817 North Main Street. And another news for today. The Emily City Commission will be meeting at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, January the 6th. According to the preliminary agenda, the commission is expected to review a contract regarding its wastewater treatment plant and review a proposed contract for auditing services. The commission will review a contract with Biotech Agronomics for testing, pumping, transporting, and land application of biosolids from the city's wastewater treatment plant. The proposed contract is for Biotech Agronomics to collect and then transport all biosolids from the treatment plant. The company will take that matter and apply it to farmland locations in accordance with state, federal, and local regulations. The commission is also expected to review a proposed contract for King and Messing Audit Services. The city's contract with them ended on December 31st of 2025, and the proposed contract is for another 5 years. The city also has a vacancy on the Parks and Recreation Commission that needs to be filled, and an alternate on the ZBA is needed to fill in as an alternate when a board member cannot attend. You're listening to WLEW and WHST. And we'll return with further news right after this.
14 years in prison for killing a young woman. A 15-year sentence for a crash that caused 3 deaths. 12 and a half years for killing a child and critically injuring her mother. All true stories. All caused by marijuana-impaired drivers. No matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news. Internet service is expected to be available in Almont Township quite soon. During the last meeting of the township's Board of Trustees, it was announced that Comcast has been awarded a grant through the state's Broadband Equity and Access Deployment Program. The company will use that funding to install new Wi-Fi and hardwire networks into rural areas. Comcast is planning to extend internet service to about 1,200 homes in the township. Representatives from the company are expected to attend a future township meeting to explain their plan on how to offer internet services. In addition, the board also approved a resolution to waive fees for the non-filing of property transfer affidavits. The township was one of a few townships in the state that have collected a fee for property transfers. And another news for today. A Lapeer County community received a substantial influx of funding for housing development. The Michigan State Housing Development Authority allocated more than $16.3 million in federal low-income housing tax credits. That money will be used on 700 housing units in 9 communities across the state, which includes Emily City. The housing project in Emily City is the Townsend Manor 2 apartment complex, which was awarded $444,673 of that funding. With that money, the DeShano Development Company will rehabilitate 48 household units for those who earn 60% of the area's median income. There will also be 40 units receiving rental assistance from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Rural Development's Rural Housing Service. This provides tax incentives on a competitive basis to developers who build or rehabilitate housing for low and moderate income residents. The credits are used to help reduce financing costs so that it makes it possible to offer lower rents and ensure long-term affordability. Also under that program, developers can claim credit against their tax liability annually for up to 10 years. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Sunday, January the 4th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.